Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, the celebration that we still celebrate during the season and time of Christmas is the celebration of the Emmanuel, God with us. God taking on the vestige of human form to be with us and experience with us the joys and sorrows of life and death as a human being. Good news, God with us. However, in these past few days, I found today's gospel, today's good news, to be very challenging, particularly this part. When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years and younger. Cannot help but feel disturbed and afraid by this nightmare of a passage. And yet, time and time again in this gospel and in many other gospels, we hear, do not be afraid. Let's put Matthew's gospel into context. While many scripture commentary writers debate on the historicity of the slaughter of the innocents, what's important to remember is that Matthew writes for a Christian community who still remembers and maintains Jewish traditions and practices. Matthew's major theme in our gospel today is a very basic parallel between the stories of Jesus and Moses. In the beginning of both Exodus chapters 1 and 2 and of Matthew chapters 1 and 2, there is an evil ruler who plots to kill newly born Jewish males, endangering the life of the predestined child, a child who is only to be saved by divine intervention and heavenly protection. Matthew's gospel presents 5 divine interventions and instructions communicated in dreams. To Joseph, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary on as your wife, for the child that she has conceived is from the Holy Spirit. To the Magi, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their country on another road. To Joseph, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up. Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Again to Joseph, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who had planned to take the life of the child are now dead. To Joseph again, but when he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And again, being warned in a dream, went away to the district of Galilee. 5 dreams, each with an instruction to obey immediately. What can we make of dreams? These visions or feelings that happen during sleep. Are these dreams or visions of something that we've always longed to do or be or become? It's often difficult to know whether our dreams are coming from within us or from God. Dreams are ephemeral, they're fleeting. Matthew's passage today is filled with dreams. Can you imagine saying to your partner, honey, we have to get up, grab the kids, and leave for Egypt today because I had a dream? Yet, dreams can also be divine inspiration. What is your dream? What are you resolved to do or to become? And what do you hope will be born of these dreams? Anatole France is quoted to have said, To accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream. Not only to plan, but also believe. What are my dreams? I've had discussions about dreams of how I envision my life to be with my husband at various times of our lives together. I would say things like, I would have never dreamt that I would be here where I am now. I'd say to him, I can't believe it. I would have never dreamt of this day. Here I am, a gay man in a loving, committed relationship, married to you, a kind and gentle man in this great state of California. Less than a year later, I also later stated, I can't believe it. I would have never dreamt this. Here I am, a priest in this diocese, blessed with great work and with a great, loving, and supportive parish community. Who could ask for anything more? But I've also noticed that with time and age, I also see that my dreams have evolved and continually are evolving. And that along with this joyful life, there is also the drama of life beyond happily ever after. I have a dream, and that dream is to become a better person, to embody God, the Christ within me. But living in a city with throngs of humanity all about me, this dream of becoming a better person can be difficult to actualize, to realize, to materialize. I struggle with my imperfections, with my doubts, with my impatience. My impatience, especially with people who drive erratically, who make turns without signaling, that drives me crazy, who grab my parking space. I get annoyed with people who text when they drive, or text when they are having dinner or visiting with friends or family or with me. In my neighborhood in Oakland, as with any urban dwelling, there is the ongoing panhandling, the occasional mugging or shooting. I am devastated by the hunger, the poverty, and violence in our world, in my city, and in my neighborhood. And it is this devastation that often leaves me feeling helpless. On Christmas Eve, Father Phil so poignantly stated that matter matters. What matters to us here is that we are given and offered God's dream. In this offering, we are invited to know God, to place our trust in God, and to receive God. What matters is that our God comes to us as a small and vulnerable child, a child who is to grow, to live, and to die like us. What matters is that by this act of God becoming one of us, God is not distant, but rather is with us and participates with all the imperfections, flaws, pains, sorrows, chaos, and dramas of this human life and world. What matters is that God, who shares in this human life with us, also gives us and invites us to a victory over death. What matters is that God makes a dwelling place for us to join in a life that is beyond all our hopes, all our imaginations, and beyond all our dreams. What also matters is how we respond by placing our trust in God's offering, by participating with our lives, striving to become persons filled with compassion, forgiveness, and love. There is no recipe for perfection, nor is it easy to respond this way to our world. In a particular part of my city, even in my neighborhood, there are glimpses to me that God is among us. For in my city, we neighbors do know each other. From a number of homeless folks on our streets to neighbors from within my apartment and other apartment buildings around the block, there are names and faces that I do know. From local store owners and shopkeepers to folks at our local single room occupancy, the Lakehurst, we do know each other. We greet each other. We interact with one another. And most of all, we look out for each other. So much so that we warn each other when we hear of dangerous happenings in our neighborhood. What matters is our remembering that God is among us. Big and small ways, what matters is that we make real God's presence to each other in our world by our attitudes of compassion, by our words of forgiveness, and by our actions of love. One person, one instance, one moment at a time. What matters is that whenever we gather towards and around this table to share bread and wine, we embrace and remember what we hear as we gather to this meal. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Behold who you are. Become what you receive. The Emmanuel, God among us, in our dreams, in our aspirations, and in our day-to-day lives. Let us continue to celebrate what matters.